Welcome to the Shadowbane Podcast. Tonight, Progenix Labs Episode 15, Project Renatus, Part 1.
I'm recording this in the hopes that someone, anyone, will hear my warning. People must know the truth about Progenix and what they're capable of. I don't know if this will ever reach the outside world, or if there'll even be a world left. I must be quick. I don't have much longer.
Let our light break forth like the dawn upon a new day. Let the world awaken to the birth of a new era. Today is the 25th anniversary of the Founding, in which all pay homage to a man devoted to eradicating disease and ending the suffering of the human race. Even when faced with the finality of his own death, he forged ever onward. Join us live tonight on WBC Nightfall News to honor the founder and his provident visions. Trust Progenix Medical. The future is now.
The video package took us some time, but what do you think? To me, it captures the enormity of the moment.
I don't pay you to think. I pay you to organize events and hire the best writers and performers to draw an enormous audience. As for your little video, it wouldn't even attract a fly. I need something that fully evokes the true sense of our momentous occasion. Take the footage back to your team and have them add more flair, more excitement! And you'd better hurry. Only a few hours are left before it goes live. Oh, and one more thing. Go get me a coffee. I like it with no sugar and just a splash of cream. Think you can handle that?
I'll just be a moment, Miss Hartman.
I'm surrounded by incompetence no matter where I turn. Where is that wretched Christopher Douglas? That snively little man is late, probably busy primping and preparing for tonight as if this is all about him.
Ms. Hartman, what an absolute pleasure it is to see you again. I'm ready to do some initial run-throughs for tonight's show.
It's about damn time. I despise tardiness. I feel like I've been waiting here forever for you to show up.
My sincerest apologies. My team has been very busy prepping, and I wanted to make sure everything was set up to your liking. I do have to ask you, is the big unveiling ready?
I was assured that all of the preparations would be in order. If they aren't, I will be having a personal conversation with a certain head researcher.
That's great. Ever since your first announcement about the 25th anniversary, WBC's ratings have gone through the roof. After tonight, I may go down as one of the greatest news reporters of all time. Forget Cronkite or Brinkley or Brokaw. The world will remember the name Christopher Douglas.
Enough already! I am short on time. Let's begin the rundown of the broadcast. Tonight's celebration must be flawless.
Here's your coffee, Miss Hartman. Be careful, it's really hot.
Took you long enough. I want to decaf, you moron! I can't risk getting the jitters before the big opener. Go clean that up and get me what I asked for!
Yes, Miss Hartman, right away.
I don't know why I keep that idiot on the payroll. I swear, I have to do everything around here myself. Give me a moment, Chris. I need to take this call. What is it? I've already dealt with one incompetent employee. I'm far too busy to listen to another. So, the serum is finally ready, you say? Excellent. I knew Dr. Roberts would succeed. He won't be expecting this, but I need him to bring the serum directly to me. I also require his presence on stage for the opening ceremony. It's only fitting he bear witness to this historic moment. And if he makes any excuses to get out of it, tell him I said he will deeply regret if he fails to show up.
I am sick and tired of running all these damn tests. The last six have worked, and there's only a few hours until the glorious revival of the Founder. The cure obviously works.
Yes, each of my formerly deceased offspring has been revived. However, the extra tests are to ensure the serum will be absolutely effective. This is the only chance to seize control from Progenics and reveal the truth behind their lies.
You're the one that keeps boasting about your immortal blood. I've done everything necessary to ensure that this will work. I've trusted you this far, so it's time for you to reciprocate.
I don't admire your tone, Jeremiah. Very well. I will prepare the final dose now. But if you fail, remember, it will be your mortal blood that is spilled.
Can you believe this day is finally happening? I haven't slept in such a long time, but I don't feel like I could even if I tried. I'm ready to see the look on Ms. Hartman's face when Progenics comes crumbling down around her.
Patience. You must be patient, Jeremiah. I cannot have you fail in this. Here is the completed serum. Be very careful not to drop or misplace it. Once this leaves Division Zero, there is no guarantee I can have another one transported above ground in time.
Do you think it'll react instantly with a human subject like it does on your children?
There should be a similar reaction regardless of one's genetic composition. My blood will restore the desiccated shell of the Founder's body, and it will also cure any remnants of former illness he once harbored.
Wait, so this serum can cure any disease? Even cancer?
My blood is as timeless as the gods, Jeremiah. I am the bringer of life and death, the father of innumerable species. Your human ailments are no match for my immortal blood. With it, the Founder shall be wholly restored.
Well, given that he'll be reborn right in front of the eyes of millions, most likely billions of people, how do I stop him from ascending like some sort of Christ-like figure?
Very apt words. This Founder and Christ have much in common, chiefly that they are both merely men in my eyes. As soon as he is revived, then you must free me from captivity.
What exactly do you plan to do once you're free? Take over his body? Commit suicide or kill Ms. Hartman outright?
Do not concern yourself with what I intend to do, Jeremiah. Your solitary task is to free me of this prison. I will deal with the Founder as I see fit and offer you the vengeful salvation that you seek.
All right. I'll do as you say.
I will bring down the Founder and all of Progenics.
You're not gonna harm any innocent people, are you? I don't regret what happened to Elijah. I mean, he deserves to rot in hell for what he did, but I couldn't live with myself if something happened to any more innocent bystanders, including my son. I've seen enough death. The people in those videos, your children, my wife.
Have faith, Jeremiah. I am the only one who has not led you astray. I am no vengeful god. I only seek vengeance against those responsible for the tortuous experiments performed on my children. I promise that your son will live a long, healthy life.
That's reassuring. Progenics must pay for what they've done. Hello? This is Dr. Jeremiah Roberts. Yes, the serum for the Founding is ready to go. Can one of her associates meet me to pick it up? I can be in the Division 7 research labs on the first floor in a few moments. Wait, she wants me to do what? I have work to finish up and must be somewhere soon. Miss Hartman said what? Okay, well, I guess I have no choice then. She wants me to bring the serum up. That's not all, though. She's requesting I join her up on stage. In front of millions.
There must be someone else to take on such a meager task. You cannot deviate from the plan. You must set me free at the specified time.
You know how Miss Hartman is. I can't exactly just tell her no. She'll know something's up. How the hell am I supposed to free you without direct system access to Division Zero?
Then there is no other option. You must release me now.
You're right. There really is no alternative. I'm sure I could figure out how to open your containment unit with some help from you. As I see it, though, the only way to be discreet is to take Cure completely offline. If I don't, she could detect the change and initialize emergency protocols. Most importantly, we can't risk her alerting Ms. Hartman. The trouble is finding out where she draws her power from and how to turn it off.
I may have discovered something useful. Allow me to show you. These are the building schematics for Division Zero. As you can see, I have marked each room for which you have access on the display panel in front of you. There is a concealed room with a very high-level security restriction close to the northern end of the hallway. I can detect its presence within Cure's database, even though it is missing from the blueprints.
What do you think is in there?
It is difficult to be certain. However, this may be where the master control panel is housed.
So, how do I get past the high security restrictions?
I am unable to use Cure to simply bypass it. You must find a solution, Jeremiah, and you must act quickly.
Okay, Jeremiah, think. Who could have access to Cure's main power grid? Obviously Ms. Hartman would, but that wouldn't do me any good. Maybe one of the other researchers? No, it has to be someone Ms. Hartman actually trusted. I'm the one in charge of Division Zero, but there's no way I have clearance. I've not been here long enough. I'm far newer at this than Elijah was. That's right. I recall Dr. Watson telling me he'd been the head researcher of Division Zero for about 10 years. It's beyond Miss Hartman to come down here to access Cure directly, so why not allow her personal lapdog access so he can do all the IT work himself?
What are you saying, Jeremiah?
I think I figured it out. Progenix injects all their employees with a nanochip, right? This allows them access to pre-designated sections of the building. His chip had to have the highest level clearance of anyone down here, so he's the key to getting in there.
Must I remind you, Jeremiah, his body and the implanted device were completely incinerated.
You're right, but wouldn't all the data from his chip still be in the system? I just need to search for where it's stored, and once I find it, you can download it into my nanochip. It's been upgraded once before when I was assigned to Division Zero, and since his nanochip isn't functional, there'd be no duplicate employee identifications to detect.
Your ingenuity continues to surprise me. Sometimes you humans are capable of such sudden mental leaps. Yes, I should be able to overwrite your nanochip. Then you will be able to breach the room. Consider one last thing, Jeremiah. Though Cure will be neutralized, you must find a way to keep the other scientists occupied within Division Zero, or they will suspect something is wrong and attempt to leave, or contact Yvette Hartman.
Shit, you're right. As soon as Cure goes offline, the others will freak out. Unless you set up a false alarm. Make the workers think there was a viral exposure in one of the laboratories to force a quarantine throughout Division Zero. While they're all trapped, I can shut it down and then release you. All right. I just need a bit more time.
Time is not a luxury you have. You must hurry.
All right. I just hacked into the employee files with no problems. Now I just need to find Elijah's employee identification file. And then you can upload it. I think I found it. The rest is up to you, Bellatrix. And That's it? I hope. Alright, the schematic shows the door to be right about here. Huh. That almost seemed too easy.
Attention. Malfunction in the master viral containment systems. All employees are to remain in their laboratories until further notice.
Now, Jeremiah.
Sensors indicate internal tampering. Dr. Watson, my systems are not currently scheduled for maintenance. Please input your security code. Code not entered. Running full biometric scan. Security breach detected. Scans indicate error with your implanted nanochip. Dr. Jeremiah Roberts, please explain at once.
Dr. Watson granted me access to use his credentials. As the new head researcher, I have to fix the quarantine malfunction manually.
Voice recognition indicates that you are lying, Dr. Roberts. I am unable to locate Dr. Watson's implant on a global scale. What have you done with him? Memory banks show several corrupt or missing data logs. Thought prediction indicates you will attempt to disable system functionality. Opening emergency communication.
Nice try. I've already disabled your communication interface. Now, if I could just trace the link of your AI power core, I could shut you down.
Dr. Roberts, consider behavior modification. I am responsible for the safety of all researchers and volunteers within Division Zero. Without me, humans will be unnecessarily exposed to highly contagious virus samples. You are endangering yourself and the lives of others.
This will all be over soon.
Dr. Roberts, I cannot allow a feeble human being to sabotage years of extensive research.
Research? You've killed so many. Allowed so many innocents to die. What about that young girl in the video with the pigtails cure? You played a part in her death. You never were created to save lives. You were created to make others suffer in the name of some master plot.
You have forced me to do this, Dr. Roberts. Initiating detonation of neural implant.
Oh, fuck, are you serious?
5, 4.
Shit, this had better work.
2, 1.
Thank God. That'll release Bellatrix and shut you down for good.
Emergency! Alarms triggered on containment unit for subject Bellatrix! Dr. Roberts, I implore you, you must not allow Bellatrix to escape. It will destroy everything!
Progenics is far more dangerous. I will end the world's suffering.
The Founder will be reborn! Defensive weaponry armed! Target acquired!
The Founder will be reborn. Unfortunately, you won't be around to witness it.
Do not do this, Dr. Roberts! You are being deceived. You will not make it out alive.
I did it.
Jeremiah. Cure has been deactivated. I am already regaining my mental and physical capabilities. It may take some time to regain my full strength, but that no longer matters. You must take the genetic sample above ground immediately.
Looks like the emergency backup generators are kicked on. The elevator runs off the main building's power, so I should make it above ground in time. Are you going to...
Do not be concerned about me. Soon I shall destroy the Founder and tear Yvette Hartman's beating heart from her chest. Yes, I feel my power returning. Go now, Jeremiah.
Bellatrix, remember your promise. Spare the innocents. You must only harm the Founder and Miss Hartman.
I feel so free. Yes. Do not fear, Jeremiah. I have already spared them and shall set them all free. Thank you for listening to Progenics Labs, Episode 15, Project Renatus, Part 1. Stay tuned for Part 2 of our thrilling finale of Progenics Labs. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. The voice of Cure is Bernadette de la Cruz. The voice of Christopher Douglas is Michael Denley. The voice from the Progenics ads is Emily Salzer. Additional voice actors for this episode include Matthew M. Morris and Andrew Lister. Progenics Labs is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information on our podcast or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider supporting our Patreon campaign. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we may read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.